SB 132 would also allow transgender people to be housed where they feel safest, such as a dorm-style room rather than a cell. Currently, transgender inmates are housed according to their birth gender. A study in 2011 indicated that 40% of transgender people reported sexual assault while in prison. State Senator Scott Wiener explains some of the challenges faced by transgender inmates.
And trans women in particular face huge challenges when they're housed in men's facilities in terms of violence and being victimized. And we know that trans people in prison are much more likely, have a much higher risk of being the victim of violence than the population as a whole, including sexual violence. And so SB 132 will ensure that trans people in prison are treated with the respect and dignity that they deserve as human beings. And that includes being addressed in terms of with their actual name and their requested pronouns.
The bill would also require that transgender inmates be searched based on their gender preferences. Jasmine Jones is a legal assistant from the Transgender and Intersex Justice Project. She explains why this legislation is so important.
And I believe this law is forthcoming. I believe the work that has been done behind it is excellent and it leads to the letter. Although I do believe we must still be vigilant in making sure that CDCR adhere to every word of this bill. And that means that all our brothers and sisters and siblings must be vigilant in knowing to report any time you're not being adhered to this bill. But I do thank the coalition for part of this bill and for putting the excellent work into it. And I think this bill is going to go a long way. It's forthcoming, and it keeps a lot of transgenders within the CDCR safe. And I believe a lot of them, the bulk of them, is going to sleep well at night knowing that they will be safe.
Jones said while she was in prison, she was abused by other prisoners and believes that a bill like SB 132 may have prevented that. Bill advocates say it represents choice for the transgender inmates in the state prison system. Tammy Martin is the legislative manager at Equality California. She says SB 132 would also be a gain for the LGBTQ community.
And part of the necessary work to fix our justice system is making sure that transgender people have, at all times, the agency, respect, and dignity that all people deserve. And that has been the driving principle behind this bill. Transgender people have always been at the forefront of the LGBTQ civil rights movement, yet they've often been left out of public policy advancements. So SB 132 is an example of the strength and the resilience of transgender, gender nonconforming, and intersex people. And we are really looking forward to what's next for this critical piece of legislation.
The California Department of Correctional Rehabilitation does not have a position on this bill as of now. The California Department of Correction and Rehab does already have some measures in place for housing transgender inmates, but Senator Wiener says they're inadequate. These measures include providing them with gender-appropriate clothing and also extra training for staff on the proper use of pronouns. Wiener says that he is cautiously optimistic that the governor will sign SB 132. If passed, the bill would go into effect on January 1st. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.